Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Up in here. Yeah, what's up?
Up in here. Oh, well, you know, welcome everybody. Let me just tell you, if you have just recently started listening to us, we are a true crime podcast of two moms that talk real funny stuff in the beginning of the podcast. And then you can wait for our really good storytelling in about 7 minutes.
Oh, don't mind if you do. That's so professional of you to give them a little recap.
I know. You know, I was, I don't know, I'm trying to up my game here.
You know, the real deal is that we talk shit for about 7 minutes, and if you don't like it, then just fast forward.
That's true. True.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know how I went to Possum Kingdom, and you said to me the other day that one of our listeners wrote that there's a song called Possum Kingdom from the 90s.
Yeah.
From the Toadies. Do you remember this song?
I didn't listen to it.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I did. And I remember I liked the song.
You did?
In the 90s. Yes. You would have.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to have Damian put a little snippet in it as much as we are allowed to.
I'm so impressed that you remember a song that you listened to from the 90s, because usually Tab has like no memory.
No, there's a few, like, music I have memory of. Everything else I have no memory of.
Okay.
Music and smells.
Yeah, this sounds familiar. Yeah.
Do you want to die? Do you
want to
die?
Yeah, that's so...
My angel.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All that music we listened to in the 90s, like Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, it reminds me of all of that.
Yeah, it was so... it was such a downer.
Dark?
Yeah.
I know. Okay, so... I think I never listened to the words, or I must have listened to them because I know all the words, but I never actually thought about it.
It didn't register.
Yeah, okay.
It's a real creepy song that I interpreted as a rapist taking a girl to the boathouse and making her have sex with him. And if she didn't want to, he was going to kill her.
Oh, well, I will take WAP creep over that any day.
I mean, totally, right?
Right.
So then I started Googling. I'm like, what the hell? Like, what were these people thinking writing this song, right? And I guess the band is from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Mm-hmm. And went to Possum Kingdom. And he said it was a really cool lake, but kind of eerie and creepy because...
Which you said the same thing.
I know. Which is, it's called Possum Kingdom, which is a weird name in general. And then they have this place in the middle where there's these two big cliffs and it's called Hell's Gate. And that's where everybody parties.
Oh, shit.
Right? It is. It's a little bit eerie. Yeah. And he said that. And then he said he had heard these stories. And so he's like, some true, some not. And he just put a song together about it. It never says in the song Possum Kingdom, but that's the name of the song. So if you guys want to
check it out, fun fact.
I know. Weird. Totally weird fun fact.
Weird fun fact.
And there was a, I think, serial killer or something around the area in Tyler, Texas. And I was thinking maybe I would look that up.
You should.
Do a case on it.
I know.
Since I'm out here. Anything with you, Gretchy Poo?
No, I just barely got my shit together to record. If you're watching us on YouTube, didn't quite get to the hair portion of this. I'm really excited to do my hair this week, people, because I fall for the Instagram ads and I bought one of those new hair wands.
She bought one of those curling irons that you put your hair in and it curls it for you, kind of like pull it through.
Yeah.
I have heard through the grapevine, and if you guys have any suggestions or experience with this, I have heard through the grapevine that is really hard to use.
I know.
So good luck with that.
Yeah, I'll report back. But my hair girl told me I don't do my hair good. So I had to up my game.
What did she say?
She said I damaged my hair because I don't blow dry it all the way.
That is not true. Oh, yes. If you don't blow dry it all the way and then you put heating products on it.
Listen,
yes, I agree.
I don't want to bore people with all this stuff.
Okay.
But anyways, I'm up in my hair game. That's what I'm feeling like doing. It's going to be the summer of hair.
Right. Okay. I just put in my magic hair, you see?
Yeah.
This little piece is all magic.
Yeah.
Makes
us have hair. Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anywho.
Anywho.
Do you have a story for me?
I do. About someone who had no hair problems at all.
Did they have hair?
She had long, beautiful hair. I don't think it was magic.
Seriously,
yeah.
I envy these people. Today, I was in Target, and this woman... She was in workout clothes, but her hair, so, you know, like we all wear, I'm wearing right now. Mm-hmm. And then her hair was fully done and it was this long, brown, beautiful, with the perfect curl in it. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter what you wear if you have the good hair.
That's true.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
So I need some more magic hair, like longer, more voluptuous. Magic hair
thing.
Something.
Okay. Upper game.
All right. Okay. So get to the good hair.
Okay.
Becky with the good hair.
Today's case slid into my DMs from Regina Flatt.
Thanks, Regina.
Yeah. Thank you, Regina. She sent me an article about the case and it got my Scooby-Doo ears. Pooped up right away because it involves a college student in Norman, Oklahoma. Mm. And my sweet, smart little disco biscuit cousin, Alicia, is moving to Norman, Oklahoma this week.
No way.
Yes, she is to continue her education in the form of a master's degree. So she's been on my mind. I would say her last name, but I'm pretty sure that none of my family in Oklahoma really wants to be associated with the crazy Californian that Fred married that says fuck on her podcast and talks about taking her bra off in Dallas.
Did you hear about that?
So God bless them. They're stuck with me. But anyhow, that's what, got me into doing this case. Okay. So Let me begin by telling you about Jewel Buskin, who went by Julie.
I would have gone by Jewel.
I would have gone by Jewel, too. I think Jewel is, I know, I love the name Jewel, too. Our friend Stacy has a daughter named Jewel.
I know, she does.
It's a pretty name. Yeah, okay. So this Jewel went by Julie. She was a ballerina. She was like the real deal. She finished all her credits for her degree in ballet at Oklahoma University in December. She planned on putting her education to good use teaching children. Sounds dreamy to me, right? Like,
yeah,
all those little girls, leg warmers, so cute, right?
Cute.
Not in like a creepy Chrissy Teigen
Very
way,
cute.
Just like in a like, they're cute, right? Okay.
Yes.
And she stays all long and lean. You know, mm-hmm. like all the women in bar that go to bar class regularly.
I know, that's it.
So dreamy. Okay. So, you know, my sister was a ballerina. She was like a thing. She was in the Nutcracker.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Like for like a million years. And I tried out. There's a scene in the Nutcracker, if you don't know, where there's this lady that has this giant hoop skirt and a bunch of little kids are hiding under her skirt. They're like little clowns.
Yeah.
Well, I tried out. To be
for the little clown?
Yes, to be one of the little clowns. And I thought I was a shoo-in, obviously, with my dancing skills. And so I brought a little friend along with me and said,
oh, no,
yeah,
the
sure.
friend got it.
Yes, of course, that's what happened. So they picked her.
And not you.
And not me. And then I had to go watch my sister in the Nutcracker and my friend be
oh,
in it.
Oh, man. That is the story of your life,
yes,
dude.
Yes, it really is. Okay. So I digress. Back to Julie. She had finished all her classes and was about to move back to Arkansas, where she was originally from. Her parents, who are like cute as pie, named Mary Jean and Bud, were planning on coming up and helping Julie load up a U-Haul, and then they all go back together.
Okay.
Okay. Sweet, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So the night before her parents were set to drive up, Julie whooped it up with her BFF. Her friend was flying out in the morning at like 5 a.m. and the girls decided to just pull an all-nighter. I don't think they raged or anything, but they were just, you know, girlfriends talking, having a good time, saying goodbye before the last time they would see each other for a while. They ate somewhere called The Kettle. Around 2 a.m., which mm-hmm. sounds like a fine place to eat to me, right?
At 2 a.m., 100%.
Yes. And they went back to Julie's friend's apartment before leaving at 4:30 a.m. for the Oklahoma City airport, which is a great airport, by the way. Long-term parking is only like $8 a day.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And it's right across the street, too. Okay, so around 5:30 a.m., which is when Julie was arriving at her place, multiple people heard screams. And one woman heard a man say, shut up and just get in the car, and a car door shut. What these people heard was alarming enough to get them out of their apartments and look and see what was going on and call 911. But it was too late. Julie had been abducted and taken in her own car, but at the time, no one knew that it was Julie. It was 1996, so there were no cameras in this area, which was just like lots of apartments, you know?
And the friend was not with her at this time.
She just had dropped her off at the airport.
Okay.
Okay, so lots of apartments. They know something's happened, but where do they even begin to look? No one really saw anything. They just heard it.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah. So later that morning, around 11 a.m., another friend of Julie's swung by her apartment because they had plans for lunch. But she wasn't there. And he noticed her car was gone, too.
Okay.
He tried again to get a hold of Julie around 4, hoping that they could grab dinner since she had flaked on lunch and she would be leaving Oklahoma soon. Well, this time when he couldn't get a hold of her, he was really alarmed because this was not like Julie. He called his grandparents because apparently Julie used to visit them frequently. Sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
Julie's a nice girl.
She really is. Well, they hadn't heard from her. So this friend of Julie's and his grandpa started driving around looking for signs of Julie. And they also called the grandpa's buddy, who happened to be the chief of police. And they reported Julie missing. So Julie's parents, Mary Jean and Bud, are on their way, remember? And
yep. In the U-Haul.
Yeah. And by the time they arrived in Norman, they are greeted by the police chief, who delivered the worst news a parent can get. Julie's body had just been found floating in Lake Stanley about 15 minutes away.
They found her quickly.
They did. Yeah.
Wow. That is so sad. And they're like, what if we, I mean, it's like always like a what if, like, what if we came a day early?
Right. Well, I think the friend's family connection to the chief of the police kind of expedited, you know, that we can identify and figure. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, they also must just know where to look if you're going to.
Well, she actually had been spotted by someone out at the lake who saw her floating and immediately called the police.
Oh,
so they just put it all together. Okay.
Got it.
So Julie was found with her hands tied behind her, her jeans partly still on her, and she had been shot in the head. There were also signs of an awful struggle and a brutal rape. She was like covered in bruises and scratches. It's terrible.
It's this guy from Possum Kingdom.
Oh my God. Well, he's from around.
It sounds just like that.
Right? How ironic.
I know.
Okay. Well, around the area where Julie's body was found, they could also see two sets of footprints going down to the water and only one.
And one coming back.
Ugh, creeps. Okay. So they took swabs from all over Julie. But where they were really able to get some DNA was from a leotard that they found by the lake with Julie's initials on it that had been used to wipe fecal matter on.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And they also found some pajama bottoms with semen. So he just like wiped himself up with her shit and left it there. It's
so fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a creep. I hope they have him and electrocuted him.
Okay. That's exactly what happened, Tab. Let's just cut to the end.
Well, I'm just saying, because your last case, you know.
I know.
The guy got electrocuted. So let's electrocute this one too.
Okay. Well, there was not electrocution. Okay. So hold on tight. We'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. So Julie's story hits the news, right? And like it's big. I mean, this OU college student just graduating, ballerina, you know, it's got all the makings for being a big story. So this woman called the police and told them that she thought she saw Julie around 6:45 in the morning in Julie's little red car by the lake. This woman very smartly drew up like a composite sketch of the killer herself.
Wow, that's amazing.
For whatever reason, the police didn't interview this woman for 2 years.
What?
Yeah. They did get another call about Julie's car on the road from a man who said that. Okay, so the driver of Julie's car nearly collides with this guy. So this guy gets his road rage on. Okay. And rides this guy's butt. Yeah. For a while. And because of this, this guy was able to describe the driver because he said the guy was like looking in his rearview mirror. Like super paranoid the whole time.
Dude, so, it's almost like I wish she would have had more road rage.
Right?
Rammed him.
Yeah. So the description that both witnesses of the driver gave was a man, maybe 20 to 25, narrow eyes, possibly Latino, and dark hair and bangs. Okay, so it's the same person. So Julie's mm-hmm. car was later found a few blocks from her apartment, and in it was her cell phone. Two numbers had been called from it that morning. One was to the weather report, as people do, apparently, in the middle of the country.
I think I used to know that number also. You know, I'm like a real big weather person. Like, I love looking at the weather every morning and seeing what, you know, my day is going to be like. And I think I used to call the weather. What was it? Do you remember the number?
No.
There was a number for it.
No, I don't. But I mean, yeah. We don't have that concern in Cali.
We don't. What the weather is going to be like?
Yeah.
Oh, so just a real quick note. The people in Texas, they actually look at the radar to see what the weather is like, how long it's going to be like hovering over your little city. And that is definitely something we do not do in California.
I mean, on the rare occasion it's going to rain, you don't have to look at the weather because everybody's talking about it. Everyone's like, you know, it's supposed to rain on Thursday.
It's true.
It's like a thing.
And then it actually does rain on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Here it says it's going to rain on Thursday and it never does.
And no one can drive. And it's a mess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways. So one call was to the weather report and the other was to a random number that the call didn't go through to. So they also found the same really distinct red mud that is found by the lake where Julie's body was found. In her car. So,
you know that, yeah. They're putting it all together.
He drove the car. Yeah, he drove the car back to this random place after he's killed Julie.
And he also used her phone.
Yeah.
To check the weather.
Okay. In the car, they didn't find any fingerprints or hairs or anything else to help the investigation, but it was still seeming like they actually had a lot to go on, though. Right? They had the sketch of the assailant. They had his DNA, although, you know, they ran it right away and he wasn't in the system. They were able to match the footprints at the lake to a specific size 9 Nike shoe.
Okay, so I would think he's a shorter guy.
Yeah. And the bullet that they retrieved from Julie's skull was analyzed, and they found that it came from a .22, which is a common gun. I mean, I don't really know shit about guns, and even I know that. But the thing about...
I think it's a smaller gun, too.
I don't know.
Right?
Like, honestly, I don't even know. But the thing about this bullet was that it had some really distinct grooves in it. And so they were able to narrow down the gun to a possible 6 different manufacturers. Okay. So, I mean, they've got some solid evidence.
Yeah.
They also put up a $70,000 reward for information that led to the finding of the killer on the loose. And they even put up a DNA dragnet where they swabbed like everyone and anyone that Julie knew or could have seen. Like 200 people they tested.
But this guy found her in like the parking lot at the airport.
I know, but so they're airport. So they tested everyone around. No, not the parking lot by the airport. Her apartment. She had dropped off her friend and she went back.
Okay.
So everyone around by she lived.
Okay.
Okay, which I just read that and am like, you know, snaps to the Oklahoma City Police for that. I mean, that is what everyone that gets murdered deserves.
Yeah.
But that's not what they get, right?
Well, because DNA testing is expensive.
So yeah, it's really expensive.
Spend the money for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, sadly, with all this evidence, the case still went cold for 4 years. So this is pretty crazy. 4 years later, a female that was currently incarcerated sent a letter to the police saying that she had an ex that I imagine did her real dirty. that bore some resemblance to the sketch of Julie Buskin's killer that had been circulating, you know, for the last couple of years. And she had always thunk it was real weird that he only lived a block away from her at the time when she was killed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you compare this guy to the sketch, yeah, you can see the resemblance. So the police go and have a chat with this guy and say, hey, we'll get out of your hair. Just, you know, give us some of yours and a cheek swab. And this guy says, no fucking way. And so they had to get a search warrant to get his DNA. Well, guess what?
It's a match.
It wasn't a match.
What?
It wasn't a match. But it was so damn close that the DNA analysts were convinced that this guy was related to the killer.
Oh, yes. It's like his brother.
Yes. The guy only had one living male relative, and it was his brother. So they tested him. And guess what?
It was him.
It wasn't him either.
Oh, my God. It was his dad.
No, that's it. That's all he's got. That's his only living male relative. So the case went cold again.
Gotta be fooling me.
Nope. For two more years until one Anthony Castillo Sanchez was arrested for raping his girlfriend, and then they got a hit on the DNA. Okay.
And was this guy related to this other guy?
No, it's just coincidental weird, huh?
Wow, yeah, so weird.
This fuck was only 18 when he murdered Julie and had been in and out of the clink for robbery and petty crimes over the last 6 years, but it wasn't until he sexually assaulted someone that he had to be surrendering the DNA. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the night he killed Julie, he was out breaking into cars. It was Christmas time, remember? So, you know, prime time of year for that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So when he spotted Julie, he thought, you know, like, why not ensure I get that one-way ticket to hell? So I guess that's why he abducted her.
At 18 years old.
At 18 years old. Yeah.
That is just so weird.
I know.
You wonder, what was he thinking? And then he shoots her.
Yeah.
In the head. I mean, it just is like, how do you go from breaking into cars to rape and murder? I mean, he had to have been thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
So finally, at least Mary Jean and Bud didn't have to live with the fact that the killer was still out there, right? They had the right monster this time. So the DNA is slam dunk evidence, but they still built a hell of a case around him at the trial. At the time of the murder, he only lived a mile from Julie. They located his old girlfriend, and this girl delivered the goods on Sanchez. For one, her phone number was one digit off from that number that the attempted call was.
So he's going to call his girlfriend right after he murders a girl.
Yes. If he would have successfully called her, they probably would have gotten him.
Oh, yeah. Sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so that explains that weird number. And this girl also kept a journal. And the police borrowed it and found an entry from like back in the day that said Sanchez had bought them both Nike shoes, just like the ones the police had identified the tracks of. Mm-hmm. I don't get that. Like,
how funny.
Who keeps a journal about
the type of shoes?
Yeah. Day to day shit.
I don't know. People have a lot of time.
I guess. Right. Okay. So she also informed the police that her ex had a unique habit of shooting holes in walls with his dad with 22s.
A 22.
Yeah.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. So police went to Sanchez's dad's house with a warrant and they tore that shit up, right? Looking around and inside the walls, but they didn't find anything.
No way.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, right? Like, when they execute a search warrant, they just turn your shit upside down and just leave that mess. Like, there's no, that's just...
There's no, like, here are the cleanup crews
coming
after us.
Yeah,
no.
yeah.
I know, it's pretty actually disturbing, especially when you're the person, like, if you didn't do anything...
Or you just happen to be harboring a criminal unintentionally.
Then I don't care that they tear your shit up, but...
It's inconvenient to get your shit turned upside down.
Yeah, I just think if you're not harboring a criminal and you're actually a legit person.
Then it's inconvenient. I mean, I guess we could all agree that it's for the greater good.
Greater good of America,
yeah.
The world, society. I do agree. I will tell you, I have a really hard time putting shit back together. Like, even from my trip to Possum Kingdom, I'm still not unpacked.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it takes a minute.
It takes me, like, 6 months.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm so bad about, too, is those like all the tags off that you get at the airport on your luggage.
Yeah.
It takes me like until
the next
trip.
Time you fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay. So the landlord of this guy actually went back into the house after they left, the police left, and was cleaning up. When he got something stuck in his shop vac. You know what a shop vac is?
I do.
Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, my husband loves a shop vac.
I love a shop vac. I clean my car out with it. And when it like goes into the garage, I'm like, my kids have so much shit everywhere. I have to like shop vac it all up.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. Shop vac is a thing. Okay. So what the man found was a... 22 bullet. That's right. And when they analyzed it, they were able to determine that it had come from the same damn gun that had been used to shoot poor Julie in the head. Incredible, right?
Incredible. these police people that were searching weren't doing such a good job.
Yeah. Okay. So at the trial, Anthony Sanchez was ordered by the court to wear either a high voltage shock sleeve or be shackled. Now, I am not sure if that is standard in violent crime cases in Oklahoma or if he had had some kind of outburst and that's the reason why they asked him, you know, they gave him those two choices. I didn't find any evidence that he had had an outburst.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Did he choose the shock vest?
No, he didn't. He opposed the shock sleeve, saying that it would be too distracting during his trial because he would be afraid of accidental shockification, I guess.
Oh, I would too. Okay. But, you know, I said electrocute the guy. So
right,
maybe.
Right?
Just put it on him anyways.
So he was shackled.
You see that a lot, though.
Okay. So I came across a photo of him in an article where it looked like he was like they were transporting him from like the jail to a car and he was like hogtied.
You know, hogtied, like where they had to carry him?
Yeah, where they were like carrying him.
Oh, my God. That is extreme.
So, yeah, I mean, that it's intense. OK.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, like, what you have to do to be given that treatment.
He must be a really bad jail person, you know, like
he must have a lot of violations.
Yeah.
Something.
And maybe it's because, you know, sometimes in jail, they just don't like criminals against women. So the other inmates, you know, sometimes will beat up on a sex predator.
I don't know. Okay.
That's what I heard.
I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, he's found guilty for first-degree murder, rape, and sodomy, and sentenced to death in 2006, which was around 10 years after he had killed Julie.
Mm-hmm.
He stood up after the verdict was read and looked at Julie's parents and said, "I didn't kill your daughter. I swear to God, I didn't kill her." That's like, we know you fucking killed her. Like, that is so painful. Shut your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bud, just love him, told the newspaper at the time that this was the day they had been waiting for. But little did he and Mary Jean know that, unfortunately, they had many more trips to Oklahoma from Arkansas on account of years and years of Anthony Sanchez's appeals. It took about another 12 years for all of them to be exhausted. Bud and Mary Jean never missed a hearing. So the basis of some of his appeals is the whole thing with the shackles. That's why I told you about that. He says that the jury seeing him in the shackles is what persuaded them to find him guilty. Like it had.
Well, Sanchez.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was the DNA. However, I think it could persuade a jury if there was little to no evidence for sure.
Right. I think it was the DNA and that whole matching bullet thing. I mean, that's pretty. Right.
And the shoes.
Yeah.
Journal.
All of it. I mean, right. Okay.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. But he thinks it was the shackles. So anyways, I guess it is like a thing that the jury is not supposed to see the defendant in shackles or any kind of restraint. Like they have to bring him in before the jury is brought in, you know?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't that kind of make sense? But I had never really thought about it.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So that's why mostly they do the shock sleeve because it's like undetectable to, you know,
yeah,
from the jury box. Okay. So during this whole appeals thing that he dragged out, they actually had some of the jurors hauled back on down to the courthouse to testify that they never saw the shackles.
The shackles.
I mean, I'd be so pissed if I had already found some. Like, you got to go back down again.
Oh, my God. And then you're like, you already were on like the worst case ever.
Yeah. Right.
Hearing all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I found a Anthony Sanchez is an innocent man page on Facebook.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. I was like, no way. So let me tell you what I found while sleuthing. This page is by his sister. Mm-hmm. And like no one on it believes except her that he's innocent. She cites stuff like they never found the gun, which is true.
Listen, there's ways to get rid of guns. Did you know that, Gretchen? You could just like toss it into some other lake or river or the trash can or bury it in the woods.
Well, yeah. And
I can give you like 500 other ways to get rid of a gun.
They did also find a bullet that was fired from the same gun.
Yeah.
In her school and the house. So, I mean, she also says that, you know, I mean, this is bullshit. He was only guilty of one other, although he did have a criminal past, he was only guilty of one other violent crime, you know.
Another rape.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah. So it's, sorry, sister. It's a big deal. Okay.
Right.
So anyways, commenters on the page, you know, pretty much rip her to shreds. I found the whole thing like pretty sad because I think this poor girl probably needs a lot of help and her denial is probably ruining her life. I imagine they didn't have a great childhood. I think I read something about that in the appeals. And so she's got a lot of baggage she needs to work through.
Yeah. I mean, it cannot be easy to have a brother that murdered somebody so aggressively.
Yeah.
At such a young age. And maybe for her own just mental health, she can deny it happened. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe it's just better if she's in denial about her brother.
I don't think it's better. I think it's how she's coping. I think she needs to go to therapy and accept it. And then she'd be a lot more healthy mentally.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now it is 2021 and he still sits on death row. Yeah.
Well, if he was in California, he'd sit on there the whole entire lifetime.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, still a long time. So Oklahoma's current execution style is nitrogen gas.
Okay. Actually, I think people... Oh, hold on one second. People actually do nitrogen gas for like a high, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So I
not
read
a lot of it, but
I don't really understand it, but somehow Oklahoma got some beef with the federal government. They can't get their hands on the lethal injection drugs. And so they got a backup of executions. So they are like, well, we're just fuck y'all. We're just going to switch it to gas. You use the same table. Okay. You just gas them. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on there.
Okay.
But they switched it to that, but I don't think they've actually committed the nitrogen gas thing yet. Maybe they got to build a new room so the gas doesn't leak out.
I don't think no, you would put the mask on.
Oh, you're so smart. Yeah, that's what
no, it's not like, it's not like a gas chamber.
Yeah. Big brain.
It's like going to the dentist.
Oh,
you get
God.
Nitrogen when you go to the dentist. It's like, that's what I'm saying. I think that it might actually be a maybe like a happy way to go out
to go.
Because you get a little high and then you just keep going. That's why I think when, you know, people whiff, you know, or wasn't that what it's called?
Huff.
Huff. Yeah. They're sucking the nitrogen out of the, you know, whipped cream bottles.
Yeah, that's right.
And then sometimes they do too much and then
die. Yeah. Yeah. It's scary.
So don't do that.
Yeah. Don't. I've never done that. I don't really get it. Okay.
You haven't done it?
No, I haven't.
I haven't done it either. The only thing I did too much of is those balloons that, the helium. You know where you talk?
I thought you were going to say like those nitrogen balloons, which are.
Oh, they have those too.
Yeah, they have those too. By the way, I was like, yes, it's the same. That's worse than huffing. Yeah.
It's the same. No. But no, this is like the helium where you talk. But if you do too much of that shit, you're like,
oh, yeah.
Woo,
you know? Oh, yeah. I've gotten a headache off the helium. Yeah. Used to be around helium a lot. Did my fair share of blowing up balloons.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. Okay. So, anyhow. Okay, so, I mean, I don't know what the deal is. His appeals have been exhausted for a long time, and there's not a scheduled execution. I don't know if it's because the whole gas thing, whatever. I mean, it's just there right now. Okay, so I've got to tell you, I was looking around at all the inmates in Oklahoma that are on death row. And not surprisingly, they are all pretty much looking scary AF. Okay, granted, they're all giving their mean mugs, not like smizing in like a flower patch. So it's hard not to look scary. But I came across this pic. I'm going to show you.
Okay. You got to show me in the camera.
I'm going to show you.
Who is that girl?
She's on death row.
Who is it?
Let me tell you.
She's pretty.
She's pretty. And she has on makeup, like lipstick.
She does.
She looks like she got a fresh blowout.
And she does look like she has a fresh blowout. I'm like, what's going on death row over there?
Death row is working for this woman, okay?
She doesn't even have like the mousy brown hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully y'all are watching on YouTube so you see what we're talking about. But if not, we're telling you, she's looking good, okay? We're not scared of her. No way.
Well, I wouldn't be scared of her.
No way.
If I saw her on the street.
Mm-mm. Let me tell you, she's about 5 feet tall, 100 pounds. You wouldn't be scared of her on the street either. You could take her.
Yeah.
So I started looking into what did this little lady do to land herself on death row? Mm-hmm. And boy, let me tell you what a tangled web we weave, Brenda, the Sunday school teacher.
Shut up, Brenda, Sunday school teacher.
That's right. So I found my next bonus case for the Patreon if you want to hear all about it.
Wow. I cannot wait to hear about it.
Yeah. Right?
It's next week?
Yeah, next bonus.
And if you guys want to hear about Brenda, go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime and Gretchen's going to tell us. I can't wait, Gretchy Poo.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She definitely doesn't look like she'd be sitting on the death row, and I'm sure she's not happy she is.
No, she's not. But she earned it. I'll tell you.
Oh, God.
Okay. So lastly, I want to mention that they hold a Julie Buskin Memorial Golf Tournament every year in Oklahoma, which benefits the Julie Buskin Dance Scholarship, which is given away every year in her honor.
I love that also.
So I'm sure Mary Jean and Bud are real proud of that. By the way, they are still around, and I kind of hope that they live to see Sanchez executed. Yeah, I think it must be so painful
really
for them
like
just
to
waiting.
I would really like him to apologize at least.
Yeah, quit with the lies. Yeah, please take accountability to your sister, your poor sister.
I know, right?
To the parents, say you're fucking sorry. Yeah, I mean, I feel like the whole death row thing is probably kind of hard in that because it takes so long for the execution to actually happen. It's like if the person that killed your loved one just gets life in prison, you can kind of like put it behind you.
Yeah, let go.
Like they're locked up forever. That's it. But with death row, you have to wait.
I know.
I don't like that.
I know. Well, thanks for that, Gretchy Poo.
You're welcome.
That's my name for you today. I've been calling you that all day. Mm-hmm. Hope you like it. Okay. Did you see on Instagram one of our listeners? She is the cutest thing ever. Taryn. I'm not even going to pronounce her last name because it's too crazy for me to try to. Taryn Tohihala. Tohihala? She did an Instagram post. And it was so good, Gretchen.
White wine, and I'll pick up your kids. Carpool line. The next day,
She imitates us, and she's so good at it. And it was so cute. Thank you so much. That was real fun. I even showed my husband that one, and he was like, "That's so awesome."
Was he impressed? Oh, good.
He was really impressed. Mandy J, thank you so much for always shouting us out and giving us so much support. That really makes my heart happy. What do I say? You always say I say something.
Warms my heart.
Mm-hmm. It does warm my heart. Marina, thank you for our shout out. Also, remember, our friend got married. We did a little shout out for her. And she actually did tie the knot. She got
congratulations.
People got real crazy at her wedding, she told me. They even had to kick some people out.
Listen, I know all about the wedding drama, sister.
We've been there. Yeah. We haven't totally been there. So I was like, oh, that sounds familiar. And what you
as
should
long
do
as you got
you
the
are...
good pictures, I'm sure you did, then.
Yeah.
You know,
my advice is to do the pictures before the wedding.
Yeah.
I know it's like not it. I don't know. People say not to do it because it's bad luck or something, but I don't think so. We did it and we're
still, I think that's
married.
What all the kids do now, Tab. They have like a moment of the first look moment. And they get pictures of that.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to tell my babysitter to do that because she's getting married. And my friend. She's not just my babysitter. She's my friend, too. But it's so much better.
Yes. And then, you know, what also is good about that is that you don't leave your people to just be drinking while you're taking pictures forever. And them not putting food in their bellies. And then they get too intoxicated. And then they... stir
then you have to
shit
kick
up
out later.
Yeah, you got to kick them out.
Yes. So that is always what happens. I'm telling you, I've been at so many weddings where you're just waiting for the pictures to be over and you're just like, okay. And usually they don't even serve like the good alcohol. Sometimes they only serve the beer and wine.
Tabitha, you did it proper. You get food out. You got to feed people right away. You got to be having like food during cocktail hour or like whatever, and then food so that people don't get too wasted. And then what Tab did was have In-N-Out delivered late night.
Yes, that was so fun. Mm-hmm. Thanks to your brother-in-law who delivered the In-N-Out.
Yeah, it's perfect. Keeps the party going. We need food.
If you can afford the In-N-Out truck, then you have that come. But if not, you just hire your best friend's brother
to come and bring it. Yeah.
Bring it to you.
Yeah.
And everybody loved it.
Yeah.
It's very fun. Okay. That's our pro tips for the day. Mm-hmm. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, we're at Housewives of True Crime. If you want to follow us on our private group on Facebook, it's Housewives of True Crime group. There's also a keto group or dieting group that we need to really get on, Gretchen, or, you know, summer.
I am dieting.
Summer is coming.
Summer's here.
Summer's coming.
It's not looking that good for me.
And it's your birthday week.
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
I had, you know, I started a journal. I did that Heart 75 and I failed.
Well, who doesn't fail that?
And I wrote
Lisa Ann. She's the only one that does not fail.
Lisa Ann, you are hardcore. I wrote in it skinny 43 is happening.
Okay, well, your birthday's on Wednesday.
I'm not going to be skinny by Wednesday.
It's okay. You have a whole year of 43.
Right? That's true. That's true. I'm changing it too. I've got the whole year to get it together.
Yeah, but it's one day at a time. So
yeah, I'm going to start participating in the group more. I put up my skinny frosé.
I know. And it looks so good. Gretchen made this frosé skinny version, which I'm totally going to do. Mm-hmm. So thanks for that. And so happy birthday to you. Do you guys love that we both are May babies?
We're both Tauruses. Isn't that funny that we're still friends?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Anyways, clink, clink, everybody.
Clink, clink.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.